Once again, I'm going to invite the Maulana. Before I invite the Maulana, I invite you all, please come closer to the member. So a lot of brothers are standing outside, and some of the kids are playing, like Brother Wajahat Raza is saying. So please, if your kids are out, just call them. But Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat. Before I hand it over to the Maulana, I'd like to say a couple of things. Alhamdulillah, we collected close to $1,700 for Haiti Earthquake Relief Fund. Today is our final count. If still any of your brother need to contribute towards that, please contact Brother Jerry Jaffrey or myself and give your check or cash. If you're making a check, please do write on it for the Haiti Earthquake Relief. And also a request to you all, please recite the Surah Fatiha and three times Surah Ikhlas for sponsors of tonight dinner, khususan Ghulam Abbas Peer Bhai. Bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أفوز أمري إلى الله والله بصير بالعباد الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ثم الصلاة والسلام التحيات الإكرام على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والشهداء والصالحين والصديقين وعلى خير خلقه البشير النذير السراج المنير الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين الميامين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا ولعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد فقال مولانا وسيدنا وقائدنا وشفيع المذنبين محمد اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خير أولادكم البنات البنات حسنات والبنون نعمة فالحسنات يثاب عليها والنعمة يسأل عنها صدق الله وصدق رسول النبي الكريم صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد
Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this blessing month of Safar al-Muzaffar 1431 after Hijrah and give strength and tawfiq. Today was the sixth day of the month of Safar al-Muzaffar. And tonight is the night of the 7th of the month of Safar al-Muzaffar. Inshallah, today I'm going to shed some lights about Hazrat Bibi Sakina Salamullah Alayha, as according to some ahadith and riwayat, the shahadat of Hazrat Sakina al-Ruqayya al-Fatima bint al-Husayn is today, and tomorrow is going to be Milad and birth of our 7th Imam. So I'm going to talk inshallah and enlighten a little bit about our 7th Imam tomorrow night. Before I begin with the topic, I would like to thank to Moomin Center and to you all and the management for inviting me here and giving me this opportunity to talk to you and to address. It's my great pleasure and honor to be with you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our amal and give strength and tawfiq to serve collectively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand the message of Ahlul Bayt and act accordingly inshallah. Since we are in the month of Safar al-Muzaffar, it's very important to understand the message of Imam Hussein. This message of Imam Hussein, or the mission of Imam Hussein, has four different chapters. The first chapter of the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is from the first day of the creation of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the first time of the creation of the human being Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till the shahadat of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba. According to hadith and riwayat, this is the first chapter of the mission of Imam Hussain. For that, all the prophets, all the great anbiya, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Musa, Isa, all together, all the way till the Holy Prophet, and also Imam Ali and Imam Hassan, all of them, they long for this mission and they want to be part of this mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So therefore, the first chapter of this mission is very important, which is prelude, which is preface for the event of Karbala and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's very important to understand that movement or that chapter. Why? Because the first chapter is a base for the second chapter. When we're talking about the first chapter, we're not just talking about the historical events or points. No. All of them, they had this responsibility to convey the message, the greatness, or the power of the mission of Imam Hussein. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself carried this message. So according to Imam Tabatabai, part of the first mission is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself. Why? Because in Quran, in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promoted this concept of the greatness of this sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Ismail Ibrahim to sacrifice his dear and only son, for whom he longed, for whom he did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice, when Hazrat Ibrahim, he was ready to sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his sacrifice, but replaced his sacrifice to the greater sacrifice. What Quran indicates, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذَبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. When Hazrat Ibrahim, he got this message, he thought that Maybe there is something will consume. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the event of Karbala and that great tragedy and that great moment. And Hazrat Ismail and Ibrahim and Hajar all together, they're listening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they're weeping for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So when we salute or when we say salam to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we're not saying Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussain. No, indeed. In our salam, for instance, if you look at the ziyarat al-Waritha and other ziyarat, what we say, Assalamu alayka ya Waritha, what does it mean? The message, the mission, the responsibility which Hazrat Adam, he carried, that was completed by Imam Hussain. Otherwise, if there was no mission of Imam Hussain, that mission or the concept of the Nabuwwat of Hazrat Adam was incomplete. Likewise, Assalamu alayka ya warith Nuhin Nabiillah, Ibrahim Kalimillah, Musa Kalimillah, Isa Ruhillah, all the prophets. Why is that? It's not only about the prophets before Holy Prophet, even Holy Prophet. Imam Hasan Mujtaba. That is the first chapter of the mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, which connects this relationship of Karbala to all the prophets and imams. So when Imam Hussain alayhi salam delivering on the day of Ashura the message, I'm the son of Makkah, Zamzam, and son of Baitul al-Haram, and so on and so forth. It's just not an emotional movement, but indeed, without the mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, all of this concept is nothing in vain. But the second chapter of Imam Hussain, or the mission of Imam Hussain, is from the time of the Shahadat of Imam Hassan till the Shahadat of Imam Hussain. That 9 years, 7 months, close to 10 years. The first chapter was thousands of years. The second chapter is only less than 10 years. But the third chapter of the mission of Imam Hussain, when he completed that mission, this mission should carry out, this mission should kind of, be carried to the world, was started from the Shahadat of Imam Hussain to what time? MashaAllah, bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The third chapter is from Shahadat of Imam Hussain till the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is we are in third chapter. I'm going to inshallah enlighten about this chapter tonight. And the fourth chapter is going to be from the time of the zuhur of our 12th Imam till the judgment day. That's going to be the fruit of all these sacrifices. So we cannot see the fruit of the Karbala now. But just we have to carry on this message. We have to do our responsibility. But the real outcome of that will be in the hand of the Ma'asum, our 12th Imam. He is going to inshallah establish the ultimate justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. As Quran Kurid wa dhaqnahum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will taste or give a real taste of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth with the presence of our 12th Imam. So that is going to be fourth chapter of the event or mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Now we are in the third chapter. How this chapter, this third chapter has begun. Indeed, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that after the Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, there was nothing, but there was a huge responsibility on the shoulder of all all the human beings, all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who carried that? The first, Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamullah alayha. Marhum Imam Qani and other great scholars, they narrated from hadith and riwayah that from the time of the shahadat of Imam Hussain till the release of this prisoners of Usara of Ahlul Bayt, the leader was who? Zainab al-Kubra salamullah alayha. Although Imam Sajjad was among them, but the leading person for this caravan was Imam Sajjad, given the circumstances at that time. For that there is an explanation, why is that, why in the presence of Imam Masoom, a person who is not even man, a lady, noble lady, how he carried and why he should carry it, that's something else. But indeed, that message, a mission, was carried and led by a lady, noble lady of Islam, till the event of Arba'een, or the freed from the prison. Indeed, after the Arba'een, we don't hear, or we don't read, or we don't, you know, at least there is no access that Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamu alayha, she deliver a message of mass message for the people, or the majority of the people, or even in Medina, she delivered any speeches. Yes, among the women, yes, she did. But from that point onwards, what we see is Imam Sajjad's. So now, we want to see that, because it's very important for us also, since we are in that period of time, to relate, to communicate, to kind of be connected to that path. What are the contributions of the children's, women's, of the Ahlul Bayt's? Because after the Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the children and women, they are the ones who carried this message. As Tariq Tibri, Ibn Athir, he has a beautiful point. He says that, لَوْلَا رُقِيَّةً. If there was no رُقِيَّةً, I'm going to talk about that. لَمَا نَالَ لَمَا وَصَلْنَا إِلَى الْحَقِّ. If there was no رُقِيَّةً, Sukaina, Sakina, we had no access to the truth. This is noble words of a Sunni scholar, a historian, Ibn Athir. It's kind of huge, has a very noble or precious weight for that. So now, you see, after the Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the responsibility was on the shoulder of the children's, how they carried on the women's. Again, we are talking about the environment, which was corrupted environment. They had no respect to the man or Imam Hussain, how they were going to listen to the children or women. Why? Because just would like to enlighten a little bit more, because if we want to understand the contribution of the children and the daughter of Imam Hussain, or ladies, or women, we have to understand the circumstances at that time. Even before that, until today, the society, the human society, what they understand, what they know, and how they appreciate the work of the women and children. Specifically, I would like to talk about a daughter, which is daughter of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and because tonight is the night of Shahadats, and today was the day of the Shahadat of Hazrat Ruqayyah, and some traditions and ahadith on the 6th of Safar al-Muzaffar. That's why I chose this topic tonight. So you see, according to hadith and riwayat, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he had more than 3 daughters. But about one of the daughter, we have a lot. That daughter could be Ruqayya, or Sukaina, or Sakina, or Fatima. Some of the historians say that, no, Her name was Fatima, and father used to call her as Sakina, and mother she used to call her Ruqayya. Or some people says that there was two or three different daughters. About the age also we have a different things. Whether her age was 3, 4, 5, the maximum is 6 or 7. So the age between 3 to 5 or 6. But for sure what we know is there was a lady, there was a daughter of Imam Hussein who carried this message, whether she's Ruqayya or Sukaina or Sakina or Fatima. But we know that there was a daughter, and the relationship between daughter and father was very deep and precious. It's very important. So we are talking about the contribution of the ladies and children. If you look at the history, in the history from the time of Hazrat Adam till the Khatam, even the time of the Holy Prophet, the value or the contribution of the woman was so poor to the point that people did not want to talk or appreciate their presence. Just like to go a little bit back. So in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises about two great ladies. One is Maryam bint Imran, and the second one is the mother of Imran, the mother of Maryam, which is what Quran indicates, Imratu Imran, the wife of Imran, which is mother of Maryam. So Maryam and her mother, two noble ladies. What happened? The mother of Maryam, the wife of Imran, she lost 5 or 6 of her, you know, babies because of the miscarriage or because she couldn't deliver a live baby. And when she got pregnant for 6th month or 7th month, according to different ahadith and riwayats, what she did is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّبًا, I dedicate, or I did mother to you, that if I have a child, a baby, I'm going to dedicate him in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma fi batni muharrama. She read this nazar. Fataqabbal min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept from me. Grant me your blessings and your mercies upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And Quran said, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when she delivered, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when she delivered, meaning Hazrat, the mother of Maryam, ha, to Maryam, قَالَتْ, she shocked, and she said, رَبِّي, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي وَضَعَتُ أُنْثَى, I gave the birth to a daughter. She was kind of shocked, and she doesn't know what to do, because the moment she thought that if she had a boy or a man that can carry this message, but a lady, no, they cannot. So she was crying and weeping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered a message. Ya imratu Imran, O wife of Imran, laysa dhakaruka al-unsa, you cannot compare man to woman at all. Allahu Akbar. Laysa dhakaruka al-unsa, what you're thinking about man cannot be like this woman. A woman in general, Quran did not say this, that this unsa in general, laysa dhakaruka al-unsa, man cannot be like a woman. And you don't know what you deliver. Ma wada'atha. Ma in Arabic, when they use, when it's a very important matter or topic, and you have no word to explain. Like Imam Ali is doing a khutbah in Masjid Nabi.
While Holy Prophet, he was alive. Why? Because Holy Prophet, he was sick on time for the Jum'ah, day of Jum'ah. And Holy Prophet, he ordered Imam Ali al-Hassan to do khutbah of Jum'ah. And Imam Ali al-Hassan was doing the khutbah of Jum'ah. And that was also designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holy Prophet has to offer the Jum'ah prayer behind Imam Ali al-Islam. That was a design by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry this message. Why? Because the person who is delivering the khutbah, he has to read the Jum'ah prayer. So Holy Prophet ordered Imam Ali al-Islam to go and to deliver the khutbah. What happened? Imam Ali al-Islam was delivering the khutbah. And meanwhile, Holy Prophet entered. When Holy Prophet entered, Imam Ali al-Islam, he kept quiet because Imam Ali al-Islam, his dignity and his shafah, he cannot speak in front of Holy Prophet. At the time, Holy Prophet, he says, Ma qa'imun. He uses this ma. What a great speaker. So why? Because Holy Prophet, he himself has no word to explain about this great speaker. He says, Ma qa'imun. Subhanallah. What is a great speaker? Or in Quran also, if you look at the Quran about the night of Qadr, the night of Qadr, the power night, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. What you know about this great night? Ma adraka. I mean, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, I have no words to explain this greatness of this night. And Allah subhanahu says, Ma waza'ataha, O wife of Imran, the mother of Maryam, you don't know what you deliver, what you gave the birth. She's going to be Maryam. She's going to be Sayyidat Nisa'il Alameen. She's going to be the best among all the creatures. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising beyond what one can imagine. So although we're talking about a noble, great lady of the history, not history, even till today she is a best role model, mother of Maryam, she had a doubt about man and woman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered this baby's message. And this not only at that time, even in the time of the Prophet. People, they couldn't relate that woman can be a leader, woman can be a great person, woman can carry this message. When our Hazrat Zahra, she passed, even Holy Prophet is delivering the khutbah, and there was a curtain between man and woman at the time, and Holy Prophet, whenever he had a feeling, and one of the comparison, how you feel that Hazrat Zahra, she entered, said, Inni ashammu raihatul jannah, indeed, I know the I feel the beautiful smell of the paradise. And whenever she entered the masjid, Holy Prophet, in between the khutbah, she used to get up, and he used to get up, and he used to kind of pay high respect to Hazrat Zahra, to the point that one of the speeches of Holy Prophet was very powerful. In between the speeches, Holy Prophet, he got up from his member, and at that time, one of the companions said, Oh Holy Prophet, you want to stop my life, the sacrifice upon you. I don't know how you are, giving this high respect to a lady. What's it great about a lady? Holy Prophet, he says, woman, a lady, like Hazrat Zahra, he was keep going and going and going, to the point that he says, okay, it is only for your daughter or in general for all the women. Holy Prophet says, this is about Hazrat Zahra and those who follow Hazrat Zahra, salamu alayha. At that time, he was just shocked and he was crying. Said, Ya Rasulullah, inni mazlubun. I'm a great sinner. A great sinner. What happened? I cannot explain. Holy Prophet says, No, go and let it go and do tawbah. It's okay. La bas. Holy Prophet used to say, La bas. Take it easy. It's okay. He said, No, inni mazlubun. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. He must keep going and going. And Holy Prophet says, Ishrahli. Explain about your sin. Although Holy Prophet, he used to bind people. Whatever you did is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't explain to others, even me as a Holy Prophet. You shouldn't come and talk to me Why? Because I'm going to be a witness by, you know, explaining. That's why it's highly, it's haram to go and promote and talk about the sins we committed in secret places. We shouldn't do that. So anyhow, this person keep going and going, and he said that, yes, Holy Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first daughter. And once I saw what the Quran also indicates, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى when our some of the people, they got a beautiful news about the daughter, ظَلَّتْ وَجْهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّ the faces used to turn to be black. They used to rub their hand and they say, okay, I should keep this shame for me and my generation, or I should kill her and have a better relief. That was the concept. He says, I got first daughter, I killed second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. After the eighth daughters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was granting me the ninth one, I have to go to the Damascus for the business trip. And my wife, she was pregnant. I asked her, if you gave the birth of daughter, you should kill her. If it's a boy, you have to, you know, keep him. And he went. And luckily or unfortunately for him, she delivered a daughter. And because she was scared of this woman, what she did is she gave to the neighbor that they can raise her. And when he came back, he asked, he said, yes, we had a daughter and I killed her. He was very happy. And because of that, he went to Masjid al-Haram and he did tawaf and he sacrificed 70 camels. That my wife, she knows the dignity of human being. That was in his mind. And what he did is, he did that. And he said, after a while, after 13 years, I saw there's a daughter, or there's a woman, 13 year old. And I said, who is she? He said, it's your daughter. It's my daughter. How could? And she explained that when you were not here and this happened and I was, keeping her on her eye and all those type of things. And right now, because she is, you know, like big enough to understand and digest. And that man said, I cannot take it anymore. I took her for the picnic and I dig the well, and then when I was digging, she was kind of coming and giving me comfort by sweat and those type of things, taking the sweat and those type of things. What happened is, once the well was ready, I just pushed her and I buried her alive. And at that time, I relieved that I am right now in better position. It's not going to happen from my progeny, from my generation. I should have a shame. That was the concept of the, at that time, the Arab, in general people, that was the concept. So this woman, as I said in Quran, it's not one time, not two time, it's a generally mentioned that وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحْبًا بِالْأُنْثَى that was the concept. And still today, we're not going to the history. Allahu Akbar, sometimes it's shame for us. Just last year, UNICEF, they released the report that in India and China, in only these two countries, from 1998 to 2005, more than 17 million daughters, they had a miscarriage. They go to hospital, once they find out that they have a daughter, just miscarriage or abortion. It means killing. So we are not talking about the historical event, it exists till today. But what is the stand of Islam? Allahu Akbar. The hadith which I quoted in the beginning, that's very amazing hadith. What Holy Prophet says, خَيْرَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ the best of your children is al-banats, a daughter. Al-banatu hasanatu. Why? Because daughters, the hasanats. Allah, what is hasanats? Hasanat is the greatest rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One can ever have that. What we said in the note, Hasana. It means the daughters are hasanats. وَالْبَنُونَ نِعْمَةً. Sons are the blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the difference between these two? فَالْحَسَنَاتُ يُثَابُ عَلَيْهَا. If you have granted with the hasana, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward for each and every second goes. وَالْنِعْمَةُ يَسْأَلُ عَلَيْهَا. Allahu Akbar. Ni'mah, you're going to have a question on the judgment day for each and every second goes. I say to my wife all the time, I sometimes joke that, you know, we have to stand in big line and we have to ask why, because I must don't have a daughter. When our, you know, someone who has a daughter, and Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you and love you, that's why he grant you this daughter. Allahu Akbar. Ma lakum rayhanatun ashmuha. Why you don't feel the smell of the paradise? Qalu kayfa ya Rasulullah, Holy Prophet, how could be? Go and see your daughter. Allahu Akbar. Wa rizqaha ala Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed the risk by having a daughter. نعم الولد البنات المخطرة من كانت عنده واحدة. Whoso has one daughter, you're going to have this great pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having the doors of the hellfire will be closed for him. The one who has one daughter. من كان عنده someone who has two daughters. The two daughters means the door of the heaven will be open for that person. If someone has a three or more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the permission to enter the paradise. We're not talking about just like the historical points are in like beautiful points of some people. No, we're talking about ما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. It's a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ فَرَّحَ إِبْنَهُ فَلِأَيَّمَا اِعْتَقَ رَقَبَهُ. Know that whosoever make happy his daughter, indeed, he's going to have a reward of freeing a slave. And as this only know, he's going to be with me on the judgment day. وَسَقَاهُ إِبْنِي فَاطِمَةُ الزَّهْرَى. And he's going to drink. And he's going to drink a water from the hand of Hazrat Zahra on the judgment day from the Hawd al-Kawthar. Those who have a daughter, they should know this is a great pleasure and this is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. This goes and goes. This is not a one or two hadith and rewire to the point that, you know, the biggest punishment for a person is for the one who tortured his wife or his daughter. No, we heard a lot about the beautiful story of Hanzala, Ghaseel al-Malaika, the one who got shaheed in the Battle of Uhud. Hanzala, one of the great companions of Holy Prophet. Holy Prophet himself was carrying the body of Hanzala. And when body Holy Prophet lay down in the grave, he was crying, weeping, to the point that the earth was wet around him. Some of them said, oh, subhanallah, what a great man. Holy Prophet is weeping, is crying, and he himself dying. But Holy Prophet, inni akhafu, I'm afraid about the compassion of the grave, fashari qabr. Qalu kayfa ya Rasulullah, Holy Prophet, how could be? He says, he was a very good man. He becomes shaheed, but he was not a good with his daughter and wife. Can you imagine that? So we have not one, not two, not three hadith. It's hadith, traditions upon traditions, traditions upon traditions. That's why when Holy Prophet, he entered to the house of Bibi Zahra Salam Alaiha, and he saw that Imam Ali Alayhi Salam is helping to his wife. Holy Prophet says, Khidmat Zawja, serving the wife, is better than sitting with me in Masjid al-Haram for i'tikaf and doing ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, for the best interest of the man, I should stop here, because otherwise, you know, so, anyhow, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us strength and tawfiq to do the responsibility towards our daughters and our wives. It's very important, brothers and sisters. I don't want to just give a false hope for you that if you do this, no. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَهُ. Do you think that it's just a general word? No. It's the wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take the responsibility for the judging each and every one of us on the judgment day. And so we have to be very careful about that responsibility, and especially towards the daughters. Right now, just I would like to link that to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he has a daughter called Sakina. The relationship between Sakina and Imam Hussain was very special relationship. And we know that on the night of Ashura, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he had only one right to deliver this beautiful message to the world about each and every companion of him. That's why he says, I see the companion of mine, which is khayrun, the best and best and best, because Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he has no limits, neither for the past history nor for the future till the judgment day, illa ashab al-mahdi, but only and only those who can compete with the companion of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is ashab al-mahdi, could be me, inshallah. We don't know, but we have at least this opportunity to be among that group, inshallah. So here, Imam Hussain al-Islam, he saw Ali Akbar, he says, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Why? So he knew that the one who is representing Holy Prophet here is Ali Akbar. You see, when he met with Hazrat Abbas, he said, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And when he see, or when he visit to Hazrat Qasim, he said, As-salamu alayka ya Akhi Hassan. But when he saw a daughter, his daughter, Ruqayya al-Sakina, what he says? Oh, my daughter, wear this chadar or hijab and walk in front of me. While she was walking, Holy Imam Hussain says, Fadaha abuha wa hiya ummu abiha. May his father be sacrificed to her. She is my mother. Hazrat Zainab, she said, oh, brother, what happened? Why is that? Imam Hussain says, don't you see she's walking like my mother? She's talking like my mother. She looks like my mother. Allahu Akbar. So Imam Hussain, he himself was relating her as a mother. So indeed, as a history, if you go and research in the history, the contribution of this noble daughter of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is so deep, one cannot even imagine. I apne dilon ko lekar jaye Imam Hussain alayhi salam ki shahadat ke baad dekhe Hazrat Ruqayya aur Sakina, ya Sakina Ruqayya, wo kis tarah Islam aur Imam Hussain alayhi salam ke message ko pahuncha rahi hai. Koi mamooli baat nahi hai, na hi masail ki jo aap arz kar raha hu, ye fact hai. Aaj dekhi history hai, jaye bade bade historian yehi likhte hai na, کہ حضرت رقیہ کے اس خطبے کی وجہ سے عبید اللہ ابن زیاد اس لوٹے ہوئے کاروان کو کوفے میں رکھ نہیں سکا. جیسے یہ کاروان جا رہا ہے, لوگ آ رہے ہیں اپنے صدقے کے, جو بھی چیزیں جیسے کھجور ہے وغیرہ پھینک رہے ہیں. اب یہ بچی جیسے دیکھتی ہے اور ام کلثوم لے کر پھر واپس پھینک رہی ہے, صدقہ تو حرام نہ علینا, صدقہ ہم پر حرام ہے, کیوں پھینک رہے ہو؟ اب جب پوچھا کہ آپ کون ہیں, جواب کون دے رہی تھی؟ یہاں پہ ام کلثوم نہیں, زینب نہیں, رقیہ اپنے بیانات کے ذریعے, اپنے خطبے کے ذریعے لوگوں کے دلوں کو جھنجھوڑ رہی ہے. اللہ اہل بیت نبوہ, ہم ہمارے بارے میں پوچھنا چاہتے ہیں, ہم اہل بیت نبوت سے کے گھرانے سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, ہم رسول اللہ کے بیٹیاں ہیں. لوگ متحیر ہیں, متعجب ہیں, پتا نہیں کیا ہو رہا ہے, ایک دوسرے سے پوچھ رہے کون ہے, ہم تو سوچ رہے تھے خوارج ہیں. ارے وہی کوفہ جو کل تک امام علی علیہ السلام کی حکومت کا گڑھ تھا, کیپٹل تھا, لیکن وہی کوفہ جہاں پہ حضرت زینب سلام اللہ علیہا لوگوں کو درس اخلاق اور درس قرآن دیا کرتی تھی, وہیں پہ یہ لٹا ہوا کاروان داخل ہو رہا ہے. اور لوگ اس لٹے ہوئے کاروان کو دیکھ کر یہ سمجھنے کو خوارج اور کافر آ گئے ہیں. اللہ اکبر, یہ احساس کرے. اب یہاں پر تاریخ میں ملتا ہے کہ حضرت زینب سلام اللہ علیہا کا پہلا خطبہ تھا اور دوسرا خطبہ امام سجاد کا تھا, لیکن تیسرا خطبہ ہماری جانے قربان جائے اس بیٹی پر, اس سکینہ پر, اس رقیہ پر, بظاہر 3 یا 4 سال کی ہے. اللہ اکبر, جیسے ہی کھڑی ہوتی ہے فرماتی ہے ایوال امیر, اے امیر, امیر سے مطلب کیا؟ اے وہ شخص جو اپنا آپ کو خلیفے کا دعویٰ کرتا ہے, تم خلیفہ لست خلیفۃ الرسول, تو خلیفہ رسول نہیں ہے اور نہ ہی خلیفہ رسول کی طرف سے معین کیا گیا ہے, تو اس دنیا کی 4 روزہ حکومت کا مالک ہے. ہماری جان قربان جائے اس بچی پر 3, 4, 5 سال کی عمر میں یہ شعور, یہ دیانت اور یہ ڈیڈیکیشن ہے, یہ استقامت ہے, یہ پاور ہے. چنانچہ لوگ جیسے ہی حضرت رقیہ کی آواز کو سنتے ہیں, اب ان میں دیکھیں عبداللہ بن عفیف, زید بن ارقم بھی وہی پہ دھنا. اب جیسے زید بن ارقم کہتے ہیں, جیسے ہی میں نے اس بچے کی آواز کو سنا, مدینے میں تھا, خدا کی قسم, جیسے ہی صدق چھنا گیا, غصب کیا گیا, حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ مسجد رسول میں آ کر جو بیان دی تھی, جو خطبہ دی تھی, اس خطبے کی یادداشت بھی تازہ ہو گئی اور میں لرز اٹھا کہ اللہ اکبر, یہاں پہ حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ آ گئی ہے. دیکھا نہیں زہرا نہیں ہے, لیکن ایک بچی ہے, 4 سالہ بچی, جس کا نام فاطمہ اور سکینہ ہے, اور یہ اپنی دادی کی نمائندگی کر رہی ہے. ہماری جانے پر بان جائے اس رقیہ اور سکینہ پر. اللہ اکبر, کوفے میں لوگ برداشت نہیں کر پائے, قریب جا کے انقلاب ہو جائے. چنانچہ عبید اللہ بن زیاد اس کاروان کو جلدی سے یہ مسئلہ سمجھا کہ شام بھیج دیا جائے, روانہ کر دیا جائے, ورنہ عبید اللہ کا انٹینشن اور ارادہ یہ تھا کہ اس کاروان کو اور روکا جائے. اللہ اکبر, اس بچی کے بیانات کی وجہ سے عبید اللہ کے ارادے میں خلل پڑا. ہماری جائے قربان جانے جائے. اب صرف یہیں پہ نہیں, بلکہ بعض مفسرین کا یہ کہنا ہے کہ یہاں تک کہ شام میں بھی جیسے یہ کاروان پہنچا تھا, حضرت رقیہ یا سکیدہ کے خطبات ہیں. اللہ اکبر, کیا پاورفل خطبات ہیں. اب ان میں جو شیخ عبد اہل سنت کے ایک عظیم مفسر گزرے ہیں, شیخ عبد کہتے ہیں کہ خطبات رقیہ بن حسین, حضرت امام حسین کی بیٹی رقیہ یا سکیدہ کے خطبات شام میں بیان کرتے ہیں کہ عجیب انداز کے خطبات تھے, کہ پورا لشکر کفر. اللہ اکبر, کون سا خطبہ تھا؟ وہی خطبہ تھا نا جیسے امام سجاد خطبہ دے رہے تھے. امام سجاد کے خطبے کو روکا گیا کس کے ذریعے؟ اذان کے ذریعے. لیکن جیسے اذان ختم ہوتی ہے, لوگ سناٹا پاتے ہیں, یہاں پر دھیمی سی آواز بند ہوتی ہے, وہ آواز ہے حضرت رقیہ بنت حسین یا سکینہ کی آواز ہے. سکینہ اپنے خطبے کے ذریعے یزیدی دلوں کو جھنجھوڑ دیتی ہے. یہاں پر جیسے یزیدی دل جھنجھوڑ جاتے ہیں, یزید کا پورا منصوبہ فیل ہونے جا رہا ہے. چنانچہ یزید جلد سے جلد یہ چاہتا ہے کہ اس خانوادے کو یا ان اسرا کو آزاد کر دیا جائے. اللہ اکبر, یہ حضرت رقیہ اور سکینہ ہے. شہادت کے بعد اپنے باپ کے پیغام کو, اپنے باپ کے میسج کو اس طرح سے لے کر جاتی ہے کہ انسان سوچ بھی نہیں سکتا. ہاں عزیزانی گرامی, آئیے حضرت سکینہ السلام اللہ علیہ کے مساعد کے دو چار جملات بھی سنیے. جہاں پہ حماسی ہے, جہاں پہ شجاعت ہے, جہاں پہ جوان مردی ہے, جہاں پہ عزت و شرافت ہے, وہاں پہ مظلومیت کا دوسرا رخ بھی کہا جاتا ہے. آپ نے بارہا سنا ہوگا نا کہ جیسے ہی امام حسین آخری ودا کر کے جا رہے ہیں, گھوڑے کو کس نے روکا تھا؟ چار سال کی بندی سکینہ گھوڑے کی ٹانگوں کو لپٹ رہے ہیں. امام حسین جیسے ہی اس بچی کو دیکھتے ہیں زمین پر آتے ہیں اور زانوں پر بٹھاتے ہیں, نجات ایک جملہ فرماتے ہیں. جس طرح حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ علیہا اپنے باپ کی فراقت میں گریا کر رہی تھی, اس وقت رسول اللہ نے جو بشارت دی تھی, بیٹی زہرا سب سے پہلے اہل بیت میں تو مجھ سے ملاقات ہوگی, جیسے خبر تھی حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ علیہا مسکرانے لگی تھی, ایسے ہی یہاں پر یہ ننھی سکینہ باپ کے سینے پہ سہم گئی اور رونے لگی. یہاں پر امام حسین علیہ السلام سکینہ کی کان میں جملہ فرماتے ہیں, فرماتے بیٹی سکینہ شام میں تمہاری ملاقات کے لیے آؤں گا, اور شام ہماری میعاد گاہ ہے, تمہاری قربانی کی جگہ ہے. اب جیسے ہی شام کا نام سنا, حضرت سکینہ اپنے بابا کو خدا حافظ اور ودا کرتی ہے. اللہ اکبر, ہر منزل پر جہاں جہاں مصیبت آ پڑی, اب پھوپھی زینب سے سکینہ کا ایک ہی سوال ہے. فرماتی ہے پھوپھی زینب یہ بتاؤ شام کب آئے گا, شام کب آئے گا؟ حضرت سکینہ سلام اللہ علیہ کے جملے سے زینب کے دل پر وہ دھچکی پہنچی. زینب نے کہا بیٹی بیٹی تم اتنی بچی ہو, شام کو کیوں یاد کر رہی ہو؟ فرمانے لگی بابا کا وعدہ ہے اور بابا آئیں گے, شام میں مجھے ملاقات کریں گے. اللہ اکبر, جیسے بابا کاروان شام پہنچتا ہے, جس طرح سے میں عرض کیا امام حسین اپنی ماں کو یاد کرتے ہیں, ہاتھ جوڑ کے گنگا آتا مولا ہماری جانے پر بان جائے. یہ صرف چلنا ماں کی طرح نہیں تھا, بات کرنا ماں کی طرح نہیں تھا, بلکہ تماچے کھانا بھی حضرت زہرا کی طرح تھی. صرف تماچے نہیں بلکہ پسلیوں کا ٹوٹنا بھی حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ علیہا کی طرح تھا, ہماری جانے پر بان جائے. جیسے ہی دربار شام سے زندان شام میں یہ کاروان پہنچتا ہے, اب یہ بچی دو منٹ کے لیے سو جاتی ہے. اب کیا دیکھتی ہے؟ خواب میں باپ آئے ہیں, فرما رہے ہیں اراجل اراجل بیٹی جلدی کرو جلدی کرو. اب جیسے ہی بیٹی نے باپ کی پیغام کو سنا, سہم گئی, چلانے لگی, دریا فرمانے لگی, اب رونے کی آواز دربار یزید تک پہنچ جاتی ہے. اور یزید اس بچی کو ٹارچر کرنے کے لیے, اذیت کرنے کے لیے امام حسین کے سر کو بھیج دیتا ہے, بابا کے سر کو بھیج دیتا ہے. اب جیسے ہی اس بچی کے قریب تشت آیا, بچی کہنے لگی مجھے کھانا نہیں چاہیے. کسی نے کہا اے بامر یہ کھانا نہیں ہے, یہ بابا کا سر ہے. جیسے ہی پردہ ہٹا, ہماری جانے پر بان جائے, حضرت سکینہ سلام اللہ علیہا اپنے بابا کی سر کو سالو پہ رکھی اور گریا کرنے لگی, روتی روتی بے ہوش ہو گئی. امام سجاد آگے بڑھے, حضرت زینب سلام اللہ علیہا سکینہ کو سینے سے لگایا, فرمایا انا للہ وانا الیہ راجعون. اللہ شام میں تاریکی میں جس طرح سے حضرت زہرا سلام اللہ علیہا کا جنازہ امام علی تاریکی شب میں غسل دے رہے تھے, امام سجاد بھی اس نبی صدیقہ کا جنازہ غسل دے رہے ہیں. ایک دفعہ کیا دیکھا, امام سجاد کی زبان سے آواز نکلی السلام علیکم یا جبار, سلام ہو تم پر اے حضرت زہرا صاحب علیہا. بھاگا کیسے کہ جس طرح سے میری جدہ میری دادی کی پسلیاں ٹوٹی تھی اس بنی سکینہ کی پسلیاں ٹوٹی ہے. Father, never say it.